Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Voice of Indie. Your hosts today are Beam Weeks, author, producer, and marketing monster for independent multimedia publisher Fresh Ink Group, and Stephen Gies, author, producer, composer, and publisher for Fresh Ink Group.
Happy Wednesday, everybody, and welcome to February. That means spring is just a little bit closer. It's still cold here in Michigan. Welcome to The Voice of Indie. This is episode number 131, and I am your host, Beam Weeks, and with me is Stephen Gies. How are you doing tonight, Stephen?
Oh, I'm just great. You just reminded me when you said February 1st that all the 1099s I was supposed to have out by last night better get out tonight. Since I'm definitely pushing that deadline.
Here's something that I just realized. All of my commercials and whatnot, I usually put them in order. I didn't do that tonight, so they're all jumbled. I had to scroll and look for that show open.
All right.
It might take a minute when we holler for a commercial, but I've got the list, so when we go to it, I'll know which one I'm looking for.
Well, I'm excited about tonight's guest. She's in Fayetteville, Tennessee, and Fayetteville, where they have the Slawburger Festival every summer. It's about 90 minutes north of me here. I'm in North Alabama, close to Huntsville, so I like to go up there and go to the Slawburger Festival every year and hang out with some friends up there. One of my closest friends down here in Alabama, she grew up in Fayetteville, Tennessee, but we've also got a book out there called The Rise and Fall of a Construction Giant, and it's about CFW Construction based in Fayetteville, Tennessee. That book's by Dick Ferrer Jr., and it tells the story about CFW Construction, which his father and two of his friends started and grew into a big international seven-state company with offices in other countries. And then they got caught up in a bid rigging scandal, and their company plane crashed in Gunnersville Lake, killed the executives, and they had some other scandals and some things happened, and the company wound up going out of business. So the story of that is being told by Dick Ferrer Jr. out of Fayetteville, Tennessee, in The Rise and Fall of a Construction Giant. So everybody should keep that in mind, too. We've also got some other Tennessee books out there, including How to Start and Run Your Own Food Truck Business in Tennessee, which is selling like gangbusters right now. And next week, I've got a meeting with three people from Fayetteville, Tennessee, to talk about putting out a book about the 100-year history of high school athletics in Tennessee. And one of those people at that meeting is Stephen Hargis, who is our author who published the book Eight Hateful Miles about the football rivalry between South Pittsburgh and Marion County, Tennessee, which is not too far from Fayetteville either. So Fayetteville's on our mind tonight.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, that CFW Construction book, you know, I've read that, and that is such an interesting book. And you're thinking, well, it's about a construction company. It's not going to be interesting.
Yeah.
It is. There are all kinds of just interesting little things that went on to building this. They built this massive, huge construction company that was worldwide, global, and then it just all came crashing down. And a fantastic
like the plane
story. Yeah, like the plane. The inside bid rigging and all that stuff, you know, they cut corners on some of that, on ways to get contracts, and it got caught, and it's gone. But
It's a good book. It's also a history of Fayetteville, Tennessee in many ways as well. So it's fascinating. And if you're from the area and you're not hip to that book, it's time to find out. So anyway, we've got some books we've been publishing lately. I don't know what got into it, but we decided to put some books out there. So now we've got a new book by Gwen M. Plano. She's the author of the Contract series, which is The Contract, which she wrote with John Howell, and The Choice, and then The Culmination. Three-part series. She also wrote the memoir, Letting Go Into Perfect Love, which has been a perpetual bestseller, too, about her overcoming abuse and some other challenges and stuff as well. Now her new book is a thriller called Redemption, A Father's Fatal Choice. It's a thriller. It's fun. It's interesting. And it's out there in pre-sale now. It will be released February 21st, but go get your copy ordered now so that on the release day, Gwen can rack up a whole bunch of sales all on the same day and push that Amazon ranking up as well. So that's Redemption by Gwen M. Plano. There's a new commercial for it, book trailer that's on YouTube. Go check that out. And tonight you will hear the audio version of that commercial. Redemption, Gwen M. Plano.
Redemption, And likewise, Carlisle Toms, his novel, The Calling Dream, is in pre-sale as well. And you want to help him rack up some sales before it hits the public, you can do so. Go over to Amazon or wherever you buy your books. And that, too, we got a brand new video for that over on the YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube, type in Fresh Ink Group, and you'll find our channel. And we're going to play a new audio commercial for that tonight as well. And if you want to join tonight's show and if you have questions or comments for tonight's guest, here's how you can do that.
Call 516-453-9902 right now with your questions or comments for tonight's guest. Or post a note on Twitter with hashtag Fresh Ink Group in the body of the tweet and we'll read it on air. That's 516-453-9902 or hashtag Fresh Ink Group on Twitter.
Yeah.
All right. We've got another new book by Robert G. Willis Croft. This is the fourth book in his Mac McDowell Mission series, which is submarine thrillers set during the Cold War. This is back when we didn't get along with Russia. Now that we're best friends, you know, it seems a little bit different. But anyway, this four-book series started out with Operation Ivy Belt. That's been a perpetual bestseller as well. Operation Whiteout, a Mac McDowell Mission, is out there now in pre-sale. The release date is coming soon. If you look at it on Amazon, you'll see the cover on the ebook edition and the soft cover. You won't see it on the hard cover. We've done two date of rebroadcast now, did one again the day before yesterday, and we just can't seem to get Amazon to show that cover. But you can see the cover by clicking the other edition. So go order your copy of Operation Whiteout, a Mac McDowell Mission by Robert G. Willis Croft now.
Yeah, and Verwaine Greenhoe has it's a memoir called I Hate My Mother, and this details his life growing up with a pretty unstable mother. And it's about his, you know, coming to terms of peace with her. Now, we didn't publish this, but Verwaine is a good friend of the show, and this book is in pre-sale, and it's going to be out, I believe, in another week. I'm not sure the exact date, but get over there and order your copy through pre-sale as well. And we created a book trailer for this, and it's over on the Fresh Ink Group YouTube channel. So go over there and check that out, I Hate My Mother by Verwaine Greenhoe. Now, if you want to catch up on all these books that are coming out, because we got a whole bunch more coming out and some that are already out now, they're brand new, and you want to find out who's on tonight's show or next week's show or, you know, find out about the archives, we have a newsletter. All Things Fresh Ink Group is in this newsletter, and here's how you can subscribe to that.
Stay on top of these podcasts and All Things Fresh Ink Group with our weekly digital newsletter. New releases, videos, stories, excerpts, interviews, and more. Sign up now on the homepage of freshinkgroup.com and be the one who knows what's what.
What?
Interesting thing about subscribing to that newsletter is that as the subscriptions come in, they pass by me, so I get to see them. And lately, I've been contacting those people and offering them a free ebook. Pick any Fresh Ink Group published ebook you want, and we'll send it to you. So subscribe now. Get a free book. You certainly can't beat that unless it's a free car, but we're not doing that. We're going to stick with the books.
Yeah, cars will come later.
Yeah, we got more new books out there. Sassy Uncovers Peter Allen's Secret. That is the sequel, children's chapter book. It's a novel, you know, a short novel with chapters and stuff, but it's also illustrated with the characters. It's the sequel to Sassy Discovers the AME Church. Sassy Uncovers Peter Allen's Secret. Peter Allen's father was one of the primary founders of the AME Church. And in this book, Sassy becomes a history sleuth and learns that the man had a son. And it turns out the son was a hero, a major hero who did something very important. So it's aimed at kids, primarily AME church members who want to learn about their church and their history and whatnot. But it's a good children's book, and everybody might be interested in that. That's by B.A. Johnson. Sassy Uncovers Peter Allen's Secret. We've also got a book that we published in 2012, early 2012, almost 12 years ago now, a little over 11 years ago, called Maximizing Happiness Through Intimate Communication. And that's by the late Marshall L. Shearer, M.D., and his wife, Marguerite R. Shearer, M.D. And that's a relationship book. The man was a longtime psychiatrist. He had a newspaper columnist for 30-something years and did a lot of other stuff, wrote other books and whatnot, and was very well-known, very popular. And he started doing workshops with his wife to help people work on their relationships. And he developed a bunch of unique concepts to him, like the spiral of love, what the steps are and how things can go wrong in that spiral and send it the other direction or whatever. We noticed a big uptick in sales of this book over the past 6 months or so. There's been a revived interest and people are discovering it, even though it's been out there more than 11 years. That's Maximizing Happiness Through Intimate Communication by the Doctors Shearer, Marshall and Marguerite Shearer. And that has a new video trailer. We never had a trailer for that book. And since it's selling so well right now, we do now. It's over on the YouTube channel.
All right. Yeah, Kenneth Lindquist, you may have remembered listening to him on the show here a few weeks back. His How to Teach Driving, both editions, the Instructor's Edition and the Parent's Edition, those are both out right now. And if you have teenagers and they're getting ready to go into driver's ed and you're a parent, you want to be that parent that helps them so that they're prepared as they go into driver's education, this book is perfect for that. Instructor's Edition, if you want to start a driving school or, you know, have a small little driving academy type of thing where you can teach teenagers, even adults who haven't gotten their driver's license yet. These books will teach you. They'll lay it all out for you on what you need to pay attention to and how to teach it. So How to Teach Driving by Kenneth Lindquist. It's over there on Amazon and everywhere else. How to Start and Run a Food Truck Business in Tennessee by A.K. Wingler. That is out right now. She's got the Georgia food truck book and Florida, and there will be more to come if you want to start a food truck business. She's an expert at this. She knows what she's doing. She's been doing it for a long, long time. And this covers everything from the behind-the-scenes stuff to the preparing of the food and what you need to know to be a successful food truck business owner. You can get that over there on Amazon and everywhere else that you buy your books. And A.K. Wingler is going to be a guest on this show in the coming weeks. Again, she's been on before, so be sure to get subscribed to the newsletter and find out, you know. And if you want to catch the old episode, we've got an archive, and here's how you can find the archives and listen to all those old episodes.
Find your favorite show in the Voice of Indy archives on YouTube at Fresh Ink Group, StephenGees.com, BeamWeeks.com, FreshInkGroup.com, and on Spotify. And now, you can listen on iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and TuneIn. Just search the Voice of Indy, all one word.
All right. Beam, let's go ahead and knock out Gwen's commercial, and then we'll introduce this week's guest.
All righty. Redemption right here. This is the newest commercial that we've got in the rotation.
Just made it
Redemption.
Days ago.
Right. Family secrets can be deadly. When Lisa visits her parents one fateful Saturday morning, she hugs her father and takes her suitcase to her childhood bedroom. The doorbell rings, and 1 minute later, her father lies dead on the floor, 3 bullets to the chest. The death of Eric Holmes sends shockwaves throughout the quiet neighborhood. But for the Holmes family, it's devastating. In this fast-paced psychological thriller, Lisa and her brother embark on a quest to solve the mystery of their father's murder. The journey takes them into a secret world where nothing is as it seems. Once the puzzle pieces begin to coalesce, they realize that their father had multiple lives. As the facts unravel, the siblings discover the true meaning of redemption. Gwen M. Plano's Redemption is available worldwide in softcover, jacketed hardcover, and all ebook formats. Published proudly by Fresh Ink Group. Redemption by Gwen M. Plano.
All right. That commercial's so new, the paint is still wet on it.
I see that. Got that new commercial smell.
Kristen Howard is a wife, mother, blogger, author, and speaker. She and her husband, Charles, have 2 little girls. She says, life is far from perfect, but we choose to enjoy the ride and live slowly. Kristen had a Leave It to Beaver upbringing in a small town in South Dakota with 1 younger sibling, her sister and best friend. Her father was a preacher and a cowboy. I'm having trouble picturing that. her mother a homemaker. She wouldn't trade it for anything. It painted a beautiful backdrop for her memories and for the way she lives her life today. Kristen lives with her family in Fayetteville, Tennessee. Welcome to the show, Kristen.
Welcome, Kristen.
Thank y'all. Thank you for having me.
So let's start off. Where are you from? Where have you lived? And we know you're in Fayetteville now. Give us a little background. Where has life taken you?
Well, the days that I remember started in South Dakota, and I will say that it's easier to picture a preacher and a cowboy in South Dakota if you grew up there. They look exactly the same up there. Almost all the men are cowboys and have a cowboy hat. or it's very common, I should say. But the intro said, I grew up in small town America in South Dakota, out in the country. Dad was a cowboy, mom was stay at home. Dad was a preacher, and we lived there until I was 17 or 18, and then we moved to Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And if you want to talk about a world change for me, you know, I went from the tall grasses of South Dakota, country life, mud on my boots, to sidewalks, no need for mud boots and no horses that I could ever, you know, I would ever see. Life was very different. We moved to the city. And so I was in for a change. we lived there for 20 years. I met my husband there. We had our first child there. And then, you know, we just realized big city Tuscaloosa just wasn't where we wanted to raise our family. So we looked for small town America again, and we found it in Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Okay. Fayetteville's a beautiful, beautiful Tennessee small town. It's got the old style downtown with the courthouse square and little shops around it and stuff. I just love going up to that area. It's a great town.
Oh, it is. It's absolutely. It's like a picture of Mayberry. It's just.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah. And who else can claim to have a slaw burger festival?
Oh, yeah. Not many places.
So, Kristen, what kind of kid were you? Were you into reading and writing from an early age, back in the mud boot territory, or is that something that came along later?
No, you know, I was always I always journaled, even from a little girl. My oldest, Eva, now she loves to journal, and I can remember doing that even as a kid. Mom says that in order for me to remember what they'd asked me to do, they would have me write it down. And so I guess I got my love from writing and keeping lists and organizing, as, you know, just as a very young girl. But I would always journal my thoughts, you know, just anything I felt like in the Bible that I was reading that the Lord was showing me, I would always, you know, journal and keep all that stuff. So I have many journals that over the years that I kept them, and I still do it today. I still journal in the mornings and talk about my kids and my husband and what we're doing and life. And, you know, just one day I think my kids will enjoy that, enjoy having that, you know.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. So, Beam, we've got some activity over on Twitter.
I see that.
Yeah, Verwayne Greenho says, hello, everyone. It's a beautiful night here in the armpit of Florida, Big Bend country. We are looking forward to the show. And then he had, as I read Kristen's bio in today's newsletter, I can see we had similar backgrounds. We both grew up on a farm and had loving fathers. My dad's Bible verse was Matthew 25:40. That which you do to my brother, you have done to me. So thanks for the tweets, Verwayne.
Yeah,
yes, thank you so much.
Jill Mayer, she says, Operation Whiteout is not in pre-sale. It was released on January 20th.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Well, we're publishing so many books, the dates are flying past me like crazy.
And Joe Conjo,
go ahead.
He says, evening, everyone. Looking forward to hearing Kristen's story tonight.
Yeah. And then Robert Willis Croft says, note that the hardbound edition cover of Operation Whiteout has finally appeared everywhere. Wow.
Ooh.
Okay, when we checked earlier today, it still had not. So
yeah.
Apparently the second rebroadcast has worked. My work is done. I can retire now. Good luck to all of you.
I want to give a shout-out to Marlena Smith-Burris as well. She says, join the fellas of Freshing Group as they chat with author Kristen Howard on tonight's Voice of Indie podcast. Thank you, Marlena.
All right.
Now, Kristen, what sort of educational background do you have? Did you go to just to high school? Did you go to college? Any future plans that you might be harboring?
Yes, I went to high school, finished high school, went to college in Tuscaloosa from the University of Alabama. Now, I will say, even though I am glad to be in the state of Tennessee, roll tide. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm sorry. Did she say go blue? I didn't hear that.
Our family bleeds crimson all the way. Absolutely. I got my undergrad there in nutrition, health, fitness, and then I got my master's in sports management. I would be able to, I could have either went the collegiate route or the non-collegiate route, and I chose working in facilities, recreational facilities, in the town where people, people could go work out at gyms and stuff like that. That was more my alley.
Wow.
So, yeah, and I did that for, about 10 years, different, kind of in different facets, but all fitness related. But once we had Eva, that's our first, Charlotte is our year and a half old, and she came along here in Fayetteville. But it was just really on my heart. And, my husband was supportive of that. I wanted to be home. My mom was home, and I have nothing against mothers who work outside the home, but I just didn't want to pick up and drop off my kids and not be a part of the day in and the day out of what they were doing. And that's missing so much now in our society. We pass through our homes and we don't stay there anymore. And I didn't want to do that. So I went part-time and I stayed home and raised my kids. Now I'm full-time staying home, raising my kids. And I think I work harder now.
No, yeah,
yeah, that's,
no doubt.
That's a tough job there. there's any stay-at-home mom knows. And it's often, it's often thankless. And, the pay is not that great.
Yeah, once you said a 1.5-year-old, you didn't need to say anything else. that pretty much covered it in its entirety. Well, how old is Eva? How old is Eva?
Eva, come here. She is 6 years old, and she wants to say hello so badly on air if she can.
Oh, all right.
Can you say
hi?
Hi. Hi, Eva.
Hi, Eva. Now, she said hello to me off air, so hello again.
Yeah. So you keep a journal, Eva?
Yes, sir.
All right. What do you write about?
Fun things.
Can you give us an example of something that's fun?
We went to the circus.
Ooh.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, that's definitely cool.
I went to the circus when I was a kid.
You
like to go
ride
horses. Yeah. We like to go ride horses.
Wow, great. Well, remember Fresh Ink Group, because you're going to want to publish that journal someday.
I'll tell her. I will tell her. That's right.
Yeah. Well, it was nice meeting your budding writer. She's going to be competing with you on the bestseller lists one of these days, and you'll be proud when she beats you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you mentioned you're a stay-at-home mom. What's your day like as a stay-at-home mom?
I am very structured, and I kind of have my days laid out, exactly what I'm going to do, when I'm going to do it, and how the kids are going to operate, and how everything's going to fall into place, and it's going to be perfect. And never, not one time, has any day done that, ever. You know, usually I pass by the mirror, and I'm thinking, who is that? You know, you just... You do the best you can. You just hang on. And although I do keep a structure, and you know, the kids, they do have some structure. But most days, you know, we get up, we do breakfast. I'm taking Eva to school. We come home. We do chores. We're outside people, and we've got, you know, four dogs that we tend to. And in the summertime, lots of gardening and a pool that needs tending and just different things like that, you know, that find us outside. And so we take care of all of that, and then it's lunch, and I'm feeding Charlotte, and you know, she'll go down for a nap, and typically that's when I'll do my writing and stuff when she goes down. But that's not always the case, you know. It sounds like the days just kind of go perfectly like that, but typically it's not quite that way.
Well, we've got a note for Eva. Verwayne Greenho on Twitter says that I like writing about fun things, too.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
All right,
yeah, there's
so,
couple of other comments here on Twitter. Let's throw these out here. Joe Congel says, hi, Kristen. Any plans for a full novel, or will you continue with shorts?
You know, no, at this point, the short stories are such a hit that I don't want to stop. I just kind of keep going. But that's not the first time I have been asked that. I've had other people ask me if I was going to write a novel.
You know,
I guess they like the stories, so
yeah,
maybe.
As we get into your actual writing and your books and all that, we can delve deeper into that, because that's kind of a question that was probably, I should have saved that till a little bit later, but that's okay.
Oh, no problem.
Got a little insight
there. No problem.
Let's knock out a commercial, Beam. We've got a bunch on the list here today.
Okay, let me throw one more in here. This is Marlena. She says, I've never been to South Dakota, but I do know Alabama and can just imagine the difference to Tuscaloosa.
Oh, yeah.
That's Marlena Smith-Burris saying that.
Yeah.
All right, commercial. Which one do you want to do next?
Calling Dream.
Calling Dream. This is a Calling Dream by...
The two books we put in pre-sale this week, Redemption and the
Carlisle
Calling Dream.
Towns.
In 1945, 10-year-old Ronald Dennison, the son of a backwoods Arkansas preacher, began having profound dreams about religion and a strange red-haired woman. The dreams follow him for decades, with the woman sometimes seducing him, other times calling him to become a televangelist, but eventually berating him for his sins of lust. She holds a secret so dark that he dares never admit it, even to himself. The more famous and wealthier he becomes, the more he struggles with his adultery, his fetish, and his shame, until his torment can no longer be contained. Staggering revelations challenge everything he ever believed. Will truth bring him the peace he always craved? Or will the woman's demands prove more than he can bear? Read the novel, The Calling Dream by Carlisle Toms. Proudly published by Fresh Ink Group in hardcover, softcover, and all ebook formats. The Calling Dream by Carlisle Toms.
I like that voiceover guy. That's Bob Darling.
Yeah.
He's one of our favorite voiceover people. Hey, he's just got such a gentle sound.
Almost a homespun kind of sound.
Yeah, that's an excellent book. It's going into pre-sale yesterday, so you should be able to find it at all your retailers now. Go ahead and get your copy ordered. It's an excellent novel. It's also a republish. There's an earlier edition of it out there. And it has been updated, upgraded, new cover, new material added, a new edit. It's basically totally revamped and improved quite a bit. So when you're out there ordering it, make sure it's the Fresh Ink Group edition that you're grabbing.
Yeah. Kristen, talking about your writing process. know, Joe Conzo had asked that question. What's your writing process? You tend to do the short stories and whatnot. How often do you get to write? Do you set goals? Do you have a specific writing place? That you, there's that corner in the room or the back patio?
Wear a lucky hat.
You know, I am very organized. I've always been that way. I've always had clean shoes, even though I love to throw bales of hay and I love to be in a corral with horses. I still like my shoes clean. So everything is organized, and that's how I write. From January to December, I have a calendar, and every week, so 4 weeks, or if there's a fifth Wednesday, because I publish on Wednesdays, I have my stories laid out for the year, believe it or not. They're not finished, but I have nuggets that they're all in there, and I know the meat, I guess, is a good way to say it, the meat of the story and what it's going to be about. And I have my mother's writing desk, actually. She gave it to me last year and told me every writer needs a writing desk. So she gave me her desk. And I actually have her old chair, and it squeaks, and I won't put WD-40 on it because I like it. So, and it's in our family room. I strategically put it where my kids are because I'm not going to write about the home and family and separate myself from my home and my family. And so sometimes it's very interrupted. Sometimes my kids are in and out, and, I do want to pull my hair out. But then other times, most of the time, I do try to steal away the quiet moments, when Charlotte's taking a nap so I can finish and get my thoughts in order. But most days from about 12 to 2 is kind of my office hours. And if it doesn't happen, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
We'll get, just okay.
That's my philosophy. I don't have a daily word count or anything. When I write, I write. When I don't, I don't. And there's no time frame for when this story is going to be done. It'll be done when it's done. Not going to worry about it.
Yeah, when you're being a mother at the same time and doing other stuff like that too, a lot of times it's more distracting to be worrying about what's happening in the other room and, all these kinds of things. It's better just to open the door and, let it all flow around you. And then you're in the middle of it. You know what's happening. You can write when you write. You can deal with runny noses when you have to deal with runny noses.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I love it. I didn't, it gives me new stories.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so let's say you've written a story now. You've got your draft down. Do you do anything with it? Do you have beta readers? You run it by people? Do you have an editor? What's the process from there?
I use a software, Grammarly. I'm sure you've heard of it.
We like to malign it on a regular basis on this show. Yeah.
It works for me. It may be terrible. I'm careful how much I let it edit, but it works good for me to make sure that I don't. It's amazing the words I can't spell or the way that I say something that I shouldn't have said. So it helps me kind of keep a better track of my stories. But
yeah, things like Grammarly, it's all in how you use it too. It's good for pointing things out for you to make decisions, but to let it make the decisions for you is when you start to get into a problem. Like the old spell check, you didn't let the thing just fix the spelling because it could be the wrong word. You still had to make your own decisions.
Right.
Or like with, even with Microsoft Word, it'll you click on it and it'll say, did you mean to say this? No, I didn't mean to say that. If I meant to say that, I'd have said that.
Yeah.
Right.
Because the way they got something put down there, it's going to completely change the meaning of that sentence.
Right. When my stories come out, each Wednesday is a new story, and those are not in my book yet. Those will be probably in book 4. Book 3 stopped in October. So anything anybody reads now is a couple books down the way. But my dad always, he'll call me first thing about 4 a.m. in the morning. and he'll give me any pointers that he'll say, you know, you need to fix this, you need to fix that, you know, he'll give me all the, and then at the end he'll say, by the way, great read.
Cool. Well, when you say every Wednesday, how do we find these? You're posting them somewhere, putting them on a blog? How are you putting those out there each week?
Yes, you can go to homesweethome.blog. You can meet my family and myself. And please subscribe. You know, the more subscribers, the merrier. I'm kind of with you guys. Hit subscribe. And you can get my newest story. So you can buy my books and kind of follow my storyline, follow this. They're wonderful stories. But if you subscribe, you'll get the newest story that's published every Wednesday. And you can also follow me on Facebook at Home Sweet Home, Kristen Howard.
All right.
Yeah, and we're going to ask you that again near the end of the show, too. So any of you who didn't have something to write with, be ready the next time.
Perfect.
Yeah, we'll get that out there. Now, Beam, you want to go ahead and knock out the long commercial? This would be the Mac McDowell Mission series, the latest edition of which was released January 20th and is available out there now.
All righty.
Now, from Fresh Ink Group and best-selling author Robert G. Williscroft, the Mac McDowell Mission Series. With a security clearance above top secret, Saturation Dive Team Officer in Charge Mac McDowell leads his team into critical Cold War counter-Soviet missions. Watch Mac prove what brave men can achieve under real pressure, the kind that will steal your air and crush the life out of you. In Operation Ivy Bells, it's the summer of 1972 when Mac and his off-the-books deepwater espionage group are conducting a daring undersea wiretapping operation to gather Russian intel and avert world war. Join nuclear submariner Mac McDowell for extreme diving, a battle with giant squid, and more as he risks everything in the most dangerous operation yet. In Operation Icebreaker, Mac McDowell is leading his submarine team for a mission to lay SOSUS arrays under the Arctic ice when they clash with a highly automated Alpha-class Soviet submarine. Overwhelmed by mechanical problems, the Soviet crew abandons their sub near Point Barrow, Alaska. The skipper launches DSRV-1 Mystic so Mac and his crew can board the empty sub and gather intelligence. The arrival of an even more advanced Soviet sub leads to breathtaking underwater clashes with the specter of war looming. Will Mac and his crew be sunk by the Soviets, or will they safely return to Alaska, where Mac's new love, Kate, anxiously waits? In Operation Arctic Sting, Mac McDowell and his team capture the abandoned Soviet sub. Piloting their prize through the ice pack to the U.S. East Coast, they must evade or confront other Soviet subs trying to recover the ship or sink it. Breathtaking deep-sea clashes erupt, including hand-to-hand combat with Soviet Morskoy Spetsnaz divers under the ice. Too far from Tuthis to escape, the Americans are accosted by a 5-ton orca. Will Mac's ship survive long enough to reach friendly waters, or will the men become just another meal for a deadly whale? In Operation Whiteout, Mac McDowell's Tuthis tangles with Argentine subs in the South Atlantic, then confronts a Chi-Com sub off Thurston Island. Escorting a Taiwanese sub, Tuthis is attacked by a Chinese Han-class sub and a North Korean AIP sub. Will Mac complete his mission, or will he meet his watery grave on the Pacific's abyssal plain? The McDowell Mission Series by Robert G. Williscroft is available worldwide in jacketed hardcovers, paperbacks, ebooks from Kindle to Nook and Kobo and more, plus exclusive audiobook editions with music and sound effect. The Mac McDowell Mission Series is proudly published by Fresh Ink Group. Take a breath and dive in for thrilling submarine adventures in every Mac McDowell mission.
Yeah, right. That voiceover was Trenton Bennett, the voice actor Trenton Bennett. And Beam, where else can they hear Trenton?
They can hear Trenton on all of the audiobooks for that series, as well as the other audiobooks by Robert G. Williscroft. In fact, I was working on chapter 17. So I've got like 5 chapters left, and that audiobook will be complete on the production side.
The newest one, Operation Whiteout.
Or Operation Whiteout, yeah.
The first 3 books in the series, the audio books, are out there now, available for purchase. Check them out.
Yeah. Now, over on Twitter, Marlena Smith-Burris, she's got a comment and a question for tonight's guest. She says, my father was also a preacher, and I don't think I've met many writers that can say the same. Does that background contribute to your writing and story ideas?
Oh, my goodness. She needs to go buy my book. I can't put into words the stories that encompass my family, not just growing up, but even now. I have been told they will leave you laughing on one page and crying on the other. And I've been told by, you know, moms that they wish they'd had this book when they were raising their kids. But yes, there's stories in here about in a pasture somewhere is in the first book, and it's about the lessons I learned baling hay and branding cattle and riding through a pasture. You know, you think you're just looking at fences and branding cattle, but Dad's got a lesson in everything that he did. Mom's got a lesson in her biscuits that she made. You know, my stories are full of homespun lessons. She would love it.
Wow, and Southern women take their biscuits seriously. Trust me, I've been in Alabama 8 years now, and there's something about biscuits, and every woman's got her way of making them, and it's the only way. But they're all good. They're all good.
That's right. Absolutely.
Tennessee, Alabama, try the biscuits. They're going to be great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, now Marlena's a writer, too, and she's got a couple of stories out there, too, that we need to be checking out. It's Marlena Smith.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful.
All right. Now, Kristen, you've got the two books out so far. Three is ready to go, but not out yet. And then number four is what you're compiling for now. We're going to ask you about some of the different stories in them and let you basically take the lead on that. You've also got a reading for us tonight. Is that book one or book two?
Yes, the reading will come from book two, my newest release.
Okay. Well, then let's talk about book one first, and then when we get to book two, we'll do the reading. So what kind of stories are in book one? I mean, what's some of your favorites or ones that have stood out or that you've gotten some fan mail about or people found poignant or just what do you like?
Okay. Well, in book one, there's a runaway bride in there, yours truly, believe it or not. I went down the aisle 30 minutes. Before showtime.
Wow.
That I was a real life runaway bride. There's an F5 tornado that ransacked Tuscaloosa and went right over the top of our apartment, and it changed my life. I can tell you, if you've ever been hit by an F5, it will change your life. My mother's biscuits is in there, and you know, I thought she was just making biscuits. I didn't know she was teaching me about the home.
Oh, yeah.
And there's one, and I told you about a pasture somewhere. And Broken Eggs is probably one of my favorites. I learned the difference between mercy and discipline when my three-year-old, I believe she was three in the story, she was trying to help me put groceries on the table. And she was opening the eggs to give me one. And when I was hauling groceries out of the car, I came in. And a dozen eggs were all over the kitchen floor. And I had a choice to make. And the training that was instilled in me between my mom and a father that knew how to discipline, but he also knew when to show mercy. It's a tearjerker, but it's beautiful.
Wow.
It's called Broken Eggs.
And for the price of a dozen eggs, you got a great story idea. I think that was quite a deal.
Absolutely.
Now, how many stories are in that book?
Each one is compiled. I'm gonna say there's about 50, maybe 52, somewhere between 50 and 52 stories in each one.
So these are probably typically 3, 4, 5 pages each.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what's the average running time of it?
No, yeah, that's right. They're going to be anywhere to 3 to 5 pages a story. You know, it just some were longer than others, and some were shorter. But they're Christian stories, I should say. That I guess that's a giveaway since I was raised in a pastor's home. But they are they're Christian stories. They each have a lesson woven in the story that I don't just come out and say. I let you read about it, and I end each one with welcome home, and a scripture, because, like I said, I'm trying to remind people of where home is, and it's not outside of the home. We're so busy outside that we forget about the kitchen table and the lessons that happen when we're washing dishes and putting the clothes away and tucking our kids in at night, because we're so busy running everywhere else. We don't even have supper anymore. We have takeout. And I just want to remind people of the lessons that are learned inside of the home. It's very dear to the Lord's heart. He was a family man.
Yeah.
Now, the name of this book is Home Sweet Home, Homespun Stories from the Sunny Side of Life. And it's available in Kindle edition and a paperback edition over on Amazon. The cover's a white door with a wreath and a badge that says welcome, and then big blue text, Home Sweet Home, with a blue bar across the bottom. And that's Kristen Howard, KristenHoward. If you want to go order your copy right now, we'll wait. All right.
Yeah.
You got that ordered? All right. Home Sweet Home, Homespun Stories from the Sunny Side of Life. Now, are these available only on Amazon or other retailers as well?
Mainly on Amazon. If you're local, you can buy it from me. If you want a signed copy, you can reach out to me on my website. I will mail you a personal signed copy. That's no problem.
Yeah.
And then the book inn here in Fayetteville. So if you want to come peruse our local town square, which is an absolute pleasure, you will not be disappointed. There's a little store called the Book Inn, and it is charming to walk in there and look for books. And my books are on her shelf, and you can purchase them from her.
Can you think of her name? I've met her numerous times, and her name is slipping my mind right now.
Any other time I could have told you. It just slipped my mind, but I can get it for you if you give me 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm sure I could find it here. But you're right. It's a little tiny kind of a hole-in-the-wall shop. It's not very big at all.
Yep.
And she knows
yep.
her books. I mean, you go in there and you're looking for something, she'll know where it is or how to get it or what the story behind it is or whatever. I even made a commercial for her during the Slawburger Festival a couple of years ago because she was holding book signings for some of our authors. So we definitely like to
yep.
support independent bookstores like the Book Inn in Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Yeah. Yes, she is. I don't know. I've met her and I've seen her several times. I don't know why her name. It does it every time I see her.
Yeah.
It takes me a second and then it comes to me.
Okay, over on Twitter, Marlena, she's got a couple of comments here. Marlena Smith-Burris, she says, I will absolutely be checking out your book. I'm already on your site now. There you go.
All right.
And she
oh,
also says,
you.
Your cover is beautiful, Kristen. So there you go.
And Marlena, designs,
so much.
Marlena designs covers, too, so she knows
yes,
what
she does.
Being.
Oh, well, tell her thank you so much. I appreciate
well, you just
that.
Did. She's listening.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you, Marlena.
Okay, so let's talk about book two.
Book two, yeah.
Yeah, book two has a very beautiful cover as well. This one's kind of a sunset or a sunrise, I guess, behind
yeah.
the hills, and it's a little farm scene with a silo and a barn. It's also called Home Sweet Home, Homespun Stories from the Sunny Side of Life, book two. And that's also
yes,
available
this,
in Kindle and paperback.
This is my official cover. All from here on, they will take this look. It may not be the exact same picture, but it will, you know, it'll kind of follow this scene.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of stories are in this one?
Well, in this one, you're going to find stories like On Eagle's Wings. And On Eagle's Wings is about a miscarriage that I had, and we thought all was lost. And there was several years there we went thinking all was lost. And there is another story in there called Create a Place that is a huge hit because it is about believing it before you see it. And it's about me standing in church one day, and I just heard the Lord speak to my heart and say, you have boxes where a crib should be. And it changed our life. We went home and we cleared out the room that I had created a storage room for when we moved to our new house. and I set up a baby room before baby Charlotte arrived. It gets me every time. And 9 months later, 9 months later, baby Charlotte was here. You have to go and read it. It's a pretty powerful story.
Wow.
There's another one called A Place to Lay His Head. It's a favorite for the men. You know, men are to be honored, and especially, you know, the father. It doesn't need to be, he doesn't need to come home and, you know, hear what he needs and what he didn't do. He needs to come home and know that he has a place. He has a place there. He's honored there. He's cared for there. His supper is waiting on him. You know, you cared enough to take care of things and, you know, put up the laundry and keep the house, because he's out there, you know, he's out there working and providing. And when he comes home, he needs to know that his family love him and esteem him greatly. And so, it's a story about my mother and how she always honored my father, no matter what they were doing, if they were building fences or if she was cooking supper. Their motto was always defend publicly and correct privately. They always honored each other, and I never saw a crossword between them. It was always handled behind closed doors, and so that's a favorite.
Wow, they sound fantastic. We're going to ask you to read one here in a moment. We need to knock out a couple of commercials, and then when we come back, we're going to listen to Kristen read one of her stories. Beam, why don't we do Hate My Mother, and then speaking of relationships, Maximizing Happiness back-to-back.
All righty.
He knew from an early age there was something wrong with his mother. By the time he could allow the abused little boy in him to let it go, it was just in time to forgive her. Now he's working to forgive himself. I Hate My Mother is an all-too-true story. At 69, author Verwaine Greenhoe is attempting to justify many things that happened in his life while he can. Many people out there could admit to the same issue. Maybe it was your father, mother, or you change the title as you need. Originally a popular Vela read, this memoir of survival, I Hate My Mother by Verwaine Greenhoe, is now available worldwide in print and ebook editions.
True love is nurtured in the conviction that you both value your partner's happiness as much as your own. But achieving such confidence in any relationship is a challenge. No matter what lifestyle you pursue together, it's through honest communication that you will learn to protect yourselves and each other, to shed the clutter and noise as you propel your own unique spiral of love to exhilarating new heights. From finding your soulmate through growing old together, Maximizing Happiness Through Intimate Communication lays out a complete system with everyday examples, simply explaining relationship dynamics like persistent problems, the transformation of hurts, concepts of time, components of anger, addictions, turning work into play, protecting vulnerability, reinforcing trust, sexual communication, and the never-ending stages of love's spiral. By the late Marshall Shearer, MD, and his wife Marguerite Shearer, MD, Maximizing Happiness is proudly published by Fresh Ink Group. Don't be discouraged by gimmicks and self-help gurus. Discover the best of growing yourselves, that ultimate, most meaningful life.
And that is a wonderful book. I've seen a lot of these relationship books, and none of them come close to being as good and as insightful as that one is. Got a new video for that. It's in the Fresh Ink Group channel on YouTube. Same thing with the I Hate Your Mother. Now, when you're over there checking out our book trailers, the Fresh Ink Group channel, please hit the subscribe button. You know, share, like, and all that kind of stuff's great. But, man, that subscribe button gets us excited. There was an incident last week where I was running naked through the streets of Gunnersville, Alabama, screaming and waving my arms. And the police pulled up and said, "What do you think you're doing?" I said, "3 new subscribers today." And he said, "Oh, carry on." He drove away. So if you're in Gunnersville and you want to see a scene like that, hit that subscribe button. No telling what will happen next.
All right.
So, Kristen, what's the name of the piece you've selected for us?
Okay. Then the name of the story is called The Bank Teller Window. And it's about We relocated to Fayetteville, and I was going to set up our new bank that we had already picked out. And when I got there, they were so proud of their modern conveniences and no personal contact, including the fact that they had no suckers at the drive-through window.
Oh, so take your money out.
That's right. I nodded when I left, and on my way out, a lady leaned over to me, and she said, you know, without realizing it, we are modernizing our way out of precious memories for our children. The bank teller window was born.
All right.
So here goes a little snippet from the story. A sucker is a seemingly unimportant sugary treat to pacify the backseat riders. It's as insignificant as the truck ride to the lumberyard with my father, listening to his conversations with the yard boys while they loaded the back end of the truck, or perhaps running errands with my mother, remembering her watch and the rings on her fingers. Hearing the sound the blinker made as she turned the car, the classic country songs playing on the radio are the same ones I enjoy today. But what's a sucker at the bank teller window anyway? Taking away the human element in life leaves loneliness in its place. It is in contact with people that we find purpose and meaning. A small greeting, a cheerful smile, or a quick chat on a street corner can change the course of an otherwise isolated society, especially at the sight of children. They are the sunshine on a rainy day. Life is a series of moments stacked together. In the monotony of the day, we will build precious memories with our children. The trouble is, we don't get to know which ones they will remember and which items they will forget. That makes childhood all the more worth fighting for. Needless to say, we found a bank with a drive-through window and good old-fashioned suckers. Our technological advancements amaze me and make me very thankful, but it's not the bank deposits made through modern technology with non-human involvement that my girls will remember. It will be the suckers at the bank teller window. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Welcome home.
Nice.
Fantastic. Nice. Fantastic. You know, that's interesting too, because, you know, with the whole technology and everything's becoming less and less personal. My money's in a credit union locally here, and their main complex, they built this about 10, 12 years ago, I guess it was. And you go into the lobby and there aren't any tellers. There are a bank of video phones, and you go over to one and you lift up the receiver and a face will come on the screen and you do your banking that way. And that to me was just kind of a bizarre situation. So I found there's one of their satellite offices out here in the country where it's still personal tellers behind the counter. And that's the one I go to now. I couldn't, you know, it just felt weird picking up a phone and talking to somebody in a video screen to get my money.
I know. Yeah.
Trying to talk to Max Headroom.
Yeah.
When we went to our new bank to set up our girls, their accounts back in November, and one of the ladies there, her name's Bonnie, we know everybody in there, you know, and she said, you know, it'll be 3 years since y'all came. She said, and I still remember what you said to me that day you walked in. You said, tell me why I should bank here, and do you have suckers at the bank teller window?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you know, those suckers with the kids, that gives them a positive reinforcement for that brand of bank, and I would bet a lot of times that's the first place they go when they grow up and need their own bank.
Hey, yeah. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, for the cost of a sucker.
I remember when I was a kid, suckers at the bank, sure, but also when I got a haircut, you got the sucker. When I had to go to the doctor's office, I remember my doctor used to open up the drawer and take your pick of the suckers that are in there. Dumb suckers.
Yeah.
Yep. We got them. I've got a story here called The Beauty Shop. It's about what you're talking about. You know, things that we get in too big of a hurry anymore, that we need to slow down and let our kids be kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
little bags of peanuts at the allergist's office.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Not a good sales technique.
So, Kristen, you're also working on something else, a devotional. Is that right? You want to tell us about that?
Yes, I'm working on a devotional that the goal is for it to be out towards the end of this year. It's called In My Father's House. It is a five-minute devotional for the busy you. So you, it's little scriptures and it's little paragraphs. It's not long, 5 minutes, and it's just something to help you through the day and to encourage you, uplift you, and to just teach the scriptures in a practical, everyday way that people can grab a hold of and live their life by.
Fantastic. Yeah, I've had many of these devotionals over the years. I do in the morning, I do my Bible study, and I do our daily bread. Got a neat little story there that's pertinent
yes.
to various scriptures, and it's a good way to start the day. Now, how are you published?
Independently, right now, you know, not that I won't use you in the future.
Oh, we're not pitching.
It wasn't a sales pitch, not a sales.
No,
pitch.
We just find good books and good authors and help shine some light on them.
Yeah,
I appreciate
in fact,
it so much.
You can give a shout out to, I believe it's Emily Lisa, is your publisher, helped you with some of that?
Yes, she's done both of my books and. She is fantastic. She's a Christian, and she is there the entire step of the way. Even if there's a delay, she is letting you know what's going on, why there's a delay. She makes sure the book is to your satisfaction when it's done. She even helps with the setup. So when it comes time to get it onto Amazon, there's a lot of, you know, technological issues that you have to hoops you have to jump through, and
yeah,
for someone like
me, we could write a book.
Yeah, it's difficult for someone like me. So she's just been very helpful, and I've had a good experience with her.
All right, and the name of her company is CNS Christian Publishing.
Yes,
that's C&S Christian Publishing, and Emily Lisa is the contact person. I mentioned Kristen Howard when you contact Emily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you heard her talking on the world famous Voice of Indy podcast.
Voice of Indy. Yeah. Yeah. So Emily is involved in developing the cover and the rest of the package as well.
Yes. She, I believe now the pictures I have picked out, and like I said, the second book two is the theme that I'll go with. But she, I believe she sends that over to an artistic designer that puts the cover together, and she works with them.
Okay. So you also do speaking engagements.
I do. I speak from tea parties to conventions to I've spoke at book signings, at libraries, you name it. I am available to do it to up-and-coming authors, schools. You know, there's a lot of kids in schools that love to write or love to hear from local authors and how they do it, how to get started. You know, sometimes you get bogged down in the details. You just don't even want to get started.
Yeah.
I enjoy speaking, encouraging people.
Do you charge a fee, or is this volunteer work?
It depends. It absolutely depends. I have, and I will go for free. I'm, you know, obviously, I'm not opposed to monetary gain.
Yeah, that's the fun part. Now, doing these speaking engagements and whatnot, you get a chance to meet readers. Have you had any fan reactions to your work, and what's that kind of feedback been like?
Absolutely. A lot of the times when I speak, many will come afterwards and buy my books, sign up for my blog. In fact, I met the rise and fall of the construction giant. He is the gentleman that contacted y'all. We were at a book signing together, and he liked my book. and he gave y'all my name, and I appreciate it so much.
Yeah, you see how we work? Yeah. Everybody's independent, yeah. But yeah, we're all trying to work together and get that tide to lift everybody's boats. Dick Fair is
absolutely
a good man. If he liked your work, if he liked you, then he's going out of his way to make sure he helps spread the word.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So do you have any advice to authors out there, people who are just getting started or old pros who think they know what they're doing, but could always pick up a trick or two?
Absolutely. You know, my husband told me one time, and I never forgot it. He looked at me, and I was discouraged. I really wanted to quit, you know, and I remember he looked me dead in the eye, and he said, life does not hand out participation awards. There are winners. And there are losers, period.
Yeah.
And I walked away from that conversation, and I realized, you know, I don't want to get to the end of my life and realize that I did nothing but sit back and watch others. I want to go for my dreams. So my advice to people is to manage your time well. Never sacrifice your family or your integrity to get there. But if you will do those things, you will win. I don't know on what level you win, but I guarantee you will be satisfied with the results.
All right. Good advice.
Yeah. I want to throw out this this comment from Marlena Smith-Burris. I think you found a new fan, Kristen. She says, I'm so glad I was able to catch the show live. I've loved getting to meet you, Kristen. I love your message and can't wait to read your books.
All right.
So.
Tell her thank you so much. If she wants a signed copy, let her know she can contact me.
All right.
She's listening, so she just heard.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She can hear me.
Marlene is one of our favorite people. She's an independent writer who spends a lot of time and energy helping promote others and spread the word. So good for you, Marlene. We appreciate everything.
She's a real sweet human being, too.
Yeah.
I appreciate it so much.
All right. Well, we've been talking to Kristen Howard, and she's got two books out there on Amazon, and you can also get signed autographed copy from her, and they also make great gifts. So when you're asking her for that autograph, you might also have her inscribe it, you know, to happy birthday to my favorite sister or something like that as well, because, you know, it's worth buying several at a time when you got events coming up. But that's Kristen Howard. Her books are called Home Sweet Home. You can find them on Amazon, or you can order some directly from her. Kristen, we've enjoyed having you on the show today.
Yes, we have.
Thank you so much. I have enjoyed myself, and I appreciate it so much.
Yeah, we got to meet Eva, too, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How about contact? You want to give a shout-out for your website again and blog and social media?
Yes, absolutely. So the website is homesweethome.blog. And while you're there, subscribe, and you can get my newest stories. You'll get my monthly newsletter and free printables that I send out each month. And you also can find me on Facebook at Home Sweet Home Kristen Howard. That's K-R-I-S-T-E-N, Kristen Howard.
All right, cool. Okay, listeners, we're going to play a trailer for A Chance to Choose, which is a Christian romance novel, part of a Christian romance series by Jeannie Sharp. Next week, we've got C.J. Peterson on the show, and then after that, one of our favorite people.
Yeah, Gwen Amplano makes a return, so be sure to tune into that.
We might talk her into mentioning her new book called Redemption.
Yeah.
And then Carlisle Toms, who's got a republished edition of The Calling Dream. He's going to be our next guest. And then after that?
And food truck expert A.K. Wingler drops in after that and tells us all about where she's at in this series of food truck books.
Yeah, and she's got a cool website that we built for her called yourfoodtruckhowto.com, which has got all kinds of cool info, too. And all of you, anywhere out there, you spot a cool-looking food truck,
take a picture.
And put it up on her website. Yeah, send it to her, put it on her website, send it to us, because we're starting to collect these. Each book that comes out now, we put pictures of food trucks from that state right in the book. So your picture might be published as well. And then on March 8th is International Women's Day, and we've got Karen Ingalls. We're republishing her 2012 book called Outshine, an Ovarian Cancer Memoir. which all the proceeds of which go toward cancer research and have for the last 11 years since the first edition. We're putting out the second edition now. Added chapter, new information, updated cover, a whole bunch of cool stuff. And she's going to be the guest March 8th.
Yeah, and I am currently booking new authors as well that we hadn't heard of, and we got, you know, word that, hey, these women are, you know, worth listening to. So I still have to get them booked. So, I wasn't going to give any names because they're not booked just yet. But as soon as I get them booked, you know, we'll put it out there.
All right. So thanks again to Kristen Howard. And check out her books. And we'll be playing the commercial Chance to Choose. And everybody, we'll see you next week.
Thanks for being on the show, Kristen.
All right. Bye.
Bye,
Thank
everybody.
You. Bye-bye.
Now, from popular Christian romance author Jeannie Sharp, A Chance to Choose. The life of a baker had been his dream since college, but a deep void surfaces every morning when Ben looks at himself in the mirror. Why at 29 has he not been able to find the woman of his dreams? His boss and owner of Camden Bake Shop, Chloe, keeps pestering him about dating. Then, an old fling mails him a plane ticket to London. Except turmoil draws him back home to Virginia. Does Ben get the chance to go to London? With three women suddenly interested, will Ben ever be able to choose? A Chance to Choose is book three of the Second Chances series by Christian romance and children's book author Jeannie Sharp. A Chance to Choose is available worldwide in jacketed hardcover, paperback, and all ebook formats from Kindle to Kobo to Nook and Google Play. A Chance to Choose is proudly published by Fresh Ink Group. Grab your copy of A Chance to Choose today.
Hi, I'm Mary Margaret Fanson. My grandmother, Big Mama, calls me Sassy. I've been a member of the African Methodist Episcopal Church all my life. I never knew why everyone was so proud to be AME. Then I met Gerald in Children's Church. He thinks he knows everything about being AME. I have to learn a lot more just to show him. B.A. Johnson has been writing a series of books about me, my brother, and my friends, with lots of colorful drawings. We also explore bullying, friendship, inclusion, death, grief, forgiveness, and more. Sassy discovers the AME Church is about me learning about our church and something terrible that happened in Charleston. The second book, Sassy Uncovers Peter Allen's Secret, is about discovering the story of our church's founder's family and one hero in particular. These and more Sassy books are published by Fresh Ink Group in laminated hardcover, softcover, and all ebook formats available worldwide. Come on! Join me and discover why I can say I'm proud to be AME.
You've been a part of Voice of Indy, a production of Fresh Ink Group. Spread the word, support our guests, then find us at freshinkgroup.com and be sure to hashtag Fresh Ink Group.